When I hear bass get that funky, it makes me want to hang.
I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that you can listen to speakingwith.com. I'm sorry, Speaking With me, your loyal host and producer, Carl Thornton Jr. As you know, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2, and Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3, right here on 1550 AM, The Voice. You can also listen by going online to speakingwith.com, and it's important that you know that the site is now optimized for smartphone use, so you can use some easy navigation to navigate speakingwith.com on your mobile phone. And even as you navigate to the listen online link, so that you can listen online at your convenience. That's right. No charge, and you get to listen if you want to several times. If you want to listen to the same conversation more than once, you can. If for whatever the reason you're not able to be with us when we are live broadcasting from the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta Station studios, at your convenience, go to speakingwith.com and you can listen online. That's right. Wow. So glad we're able to offer that. So sorry that it took so long. Forgive me. I mean that. Forgive me. Glad that we're there. So, making it convenient for you. Our kids, don't we love them? It is important that we love them and that we show them we love them in the right ways. One of the things that I want to remind you of is that, really and truly, children don't just automatically assume that we love them if we're constantly stepping in when we should not be stepping in. They don't necessarily equate that with love. Sometimes they don't consciously equate that with love, hatred, neither of the above. They don't even think about it. Sometimes when we do too much for our children, while we may be thinking we're doing just the right amount of work for them, just the right amount of advocacy for them, stepping in, like the mother who tried to get Amy to accept his tips to include in her article, despite the fact that the grown man was grown, the CEO, the chief executive officer was grown, and mom was saying, hey, I want you to do this for my son. How many of you have ever interviewed someone for a job to have their spouse step in and it seemed like the spouse was confused as to who you had actually hired? Well, with our children, we love them, and we need to make sure that as often as possible, we're demonstrating our love for them in the right ways. Amy talked about some of the parents who, for example, at school. Any of you ever had a child to get in trouble at school one time? Any of you ever have a child to get in school three times? I mean, trouble at school three times. Whether in trouble means they had to write 50 times, I will not do so and so, or they had to stand in the corner, or they had in school suspension, or whatever it was. They got in trouble, whether it's because they were talking during a test, whatever happened, they got in trouble one time, got in trouble three times, got in trouble 10 times at school in the same school year. Well, one of the things that I think Amy wisely points out is that we need to be making sure that we're not going to an extreme when it comes to advocating for our children, standing up for our children. Now, don't get me wrong. We understand that it is important that we're looking into matters so that whoever the faculty or staff may be, who may be involved, are not just giving our children a hard time. Yeah, let's face it. This is real talk, right? This is a program where it's about real talk about the real world. And in the real world, there are some teachers who will be ugly for no reason. And when I say for no reason, the child has not truly provoked them. Sometimes teachers can be ugly because they may have a few children who just irk them. They just keep acting up, won't follow instructions. And after a while, the parent has just had enough. I'm sorry, the staff, the teachers just had enough. Sometimes teachers, you know, they're human, right? I'm not making excuses, but again, the real world. So let's just look at the real world, different angles. Teachers are human, and so they have problems in their lives just like everyone else has problems in our lives. Challenges, confrontations. And sometimes, you know, if the teacher isn't taking the proper steps to resolve the issue, stress can be building up, irritation can be building up, and they may sometimes take their frustration out on their students. Again, I'm not making excuses. In fact, that's wrong to do that. But it is a fact of life. That's sometimes the way it turns out. Even worse than that, though, sometimes we have teachers who are just ugly because of their personalities. Maybe they have race issues and they like trying to make people of that race miserable. They like trying to put a damper on that child's level of motivation to do well in class, in school. For whatever reason, maybe they just really don't want to teach, got into the field, and they've discovered that it's really not for them, but they're there anyway, they stay anyway. Maybe, you know, the income is okay. I know that our teachers need to be paid more, but maybe for some of these teachers, they're fine with the income. And they're okay with it enough that they keep going, even though they've determined that school's not for them. Teaching is not for them. It isn't a bad thing. We need teachers teaching. But some teachers recognize that's not what they're cut out for. Sometimes the teachers are messing up, but a lot of times the students are messing up. And what we need to be doing is trying to fact find. It can be a big mistake, a huge mistake, if we adopt the mindset that anytime a negative report about our child comes home from school, we're going to find somebody at the school to blame. That's not a good position to take. And so you have the child misbehaving, frequently getting in trouble at school. And every time the child brings home a letter indicating that the child has misbehaved again, or the parent gets a phone call letting them know the child has been suspended again, the parent wants to fly off the handle at the people at the school. What message is being sent to the child? And can you imagine if that's happening in elementary school? That's happening in middle school. First part of high school, that's still going on. Parent is coming to the child's rescue every time. What are the chances that when the child gets old enough, 17, 22, he'll start going to jail to give mom or dad more opportunities to come bail him out?